The huge spike in a dangerous respiratory virus that's been overwhelming hospitals has eased, but there are warnings it's not over yet. Some hospitals have seen record admissions of RSV this winter, particularly in children's and babies' wards. And though rates are falling around most of the country, there are still some very sick children and older people too. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
Children's wards have been jam-packed this winter, often with babies hooked up to tubes to help them breathe and feed. The school holidays have brought some relief, with several hospitals saying they've seen a drop-off or a levelling off in RSV cases in the past week or two. Canterbury's Chief Medical Officer, Helen Skinner, says Christchurch Hospital's still been busy, with about 700 people through its emergency department last weekend.
The numbers of patients presenting with RSV are starting to come down in keeping with the national picture. However, we're still seeing quite a demand on our emergency department, but also other parts of the Canterbury health system, and our general practice urgent care centres are also seeing high levels of demand as well.
Most hospitals contacted by RNZ say they're back to normal winter demand. Basically, that still means super busy, just not with the added pressure of RSV in full flight. However, paediatric infectious disease specialist Tony Walls warns it's likely to have a long tail.
There have been fewer RSV cases than we've had in recent weeks, but I think it would be a brave person to predict that we're over the worst of it at this time of year.
And indeed, some hospitals, like Whanganui, say they've seen a resurgence in the last few days. They say it could be because children are back in big groups in kindies and schools after the holidays. And the Director of Patient Nursing at Timaru Hospital, Lisa Blackler, says they've seen the same.
We tended to have a surge at the beginning of July, and the third week it plateaued. And now we're seeing sort of a spike again this weekend.
She says though the spotlight's been on sick children, RSV often has a big impact on older people too. The hospital's had more than 100 older people admitted in the past month, and those who are already unwell have been hit particularly hard.
Their length of stay is longer, their ability to return to normal function is delayed, as well as presentations and admissions through into our ICU.
She says staff have also been hit by the highly infectious disease, which is less severe in healthy adults but still keeps them off work. That puts pressure on nurses left behind in the busy hospital.
They're working up above and beyond additional duties over time to ensure that we maintain our patient safety for our acute wards.
Most hospitals point out they are still dealing with some very sick children. Infectious diseases expert Tony Wall says in previous years RSV spiked around July, but can take till October or November to completely peter out. He says taking all the COVID precautions like social distancing and staying home when sick will slow its spread.